This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Metal Shop right now. I'm talking with someone who's almost like a frequent contributor to Metal Shop. It sounds like over the past few years, he's been a guest here on the show. We chatted with him a few times and talking about Alexander Jones, vocalist of freaking amazing band that's going to be putting out one of the more insane is the album title. It's just like so perfect. The band is called Undeath, and they're going to be in town October 2nd at El Corazon with Cruelty, Gates to Hell, Tribal Gaze, and that's going down October 4th. First off, you want to go by Alex or Alexander?
We can do Alex. I feel you know K-Dog. Can I call you K-Dog?
Yeah,
I feel man. Like
absolutely.
Feel like you and I we're on Alex terms. Right. I mean, we're there.
All right, cool. It's not a Xander thing. You ever had someone call you Xander?
No, but I knew a kid growing up whose name was Xander, and he skateboarded, of course, and he was like the coolest kid I knew.
I'm not Alex, I'm Xander.
I wonder if he continues to go by Xander in his 30s.
Right. Oh man. Okay. So one thing, I'm curious. I follow you on social media, and you have, since the last album, you've now started to kind of riff pretty hard. You're now playing guitar yourself. You picked it up. Have you been a guitar player for a few years now, or is this a pretty recent thing?
Well, thank you. I mean, I've been on and off trying to play guitar in some capacity since I was like 10 years old.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really until Undeath started playing and I was around Kyle and Jared all the time that I was inspired to kind of, I guess, take it more seriously. Huh? I still would not put myself anywhere close to those guys in terms of skill or technical ability. Sure. But yeah, I mean, they just watching them play and watching them riff and watching how they approach music makes me want to take an honest, good college try at it myself.
So one time I saw the band Iron Age and they had three guitars. Do you ever it was Undeath going to be a three guitar band, or no, you're going to stick with regular vocals?
Yeah, maybe that'll be like around album 8 or 9 when we do our big doom metal turn and we have three guitars. We can do something like that. But I can't play any of our songs, man. They're too hard.
Okay. What are you been jamming on lately? What have you been playing on guitar?
I have been very slowly but surely trying to learn the song Hit the Lights by this band Metallica.
Yes, going to see them this coming weekend.
Yeah. Okay. So you're familiar. Okay. I didn't know if anybody else knew about them. Yeah. This little local band. That's been fun. Yeah. I'm just trying to learn how to like play fast and play fast competently while still like playing notes. That's kind of been like the big thing for me. A lot of technique stuff. Very, very boring. But yeah, it's Hit the Lights and the track Zero Tolerance by Death. That's been a fun one to try to learn a little bit.
Okay. Awesome, man. I guess we should obviously talk about the record. More Insane is the album. It's coming out October 4th. You guys are going to be playing in Seattle a couple days before it. Will you have the album there for us to buy?
I hope so. I mean, I can't speak one way or another on that. I'm really not sure, but you know, if we don't have it on the merch table, it'll probably still be in the trailer. So if you really want one, just come find me and I'll give it to you.
Nice, dude. So the album covers, this is the Undeath lore. So they're all linked. Is that right?
That is correct.
Could you kind of, are you able to explain that, or is that something that people can figure out themselves?
No, I'm happy to explain it. I mean, so the general thing with the Undeath covers is that it's starts with Lesions of a Different Kind, our first album, and it's this, for anybody unfamiliar with the cover painting, it's this cave scene where you were sort of inside a cave looking out and there's this slime demon creature thing beheading some unwitting trespasser.
Yes.
Then for the next record, It's Time to Rise from the Grave, we zoom out and we're looking at a big sort of cemetery battle scene where this army of the undead is being raised and amassed. And in the background, in sort of the upper right corner of the cover, you can see very faintly the cave from the Legion's cover. So that the implication there is obviously that everything is taking place in the same universe. And with More Insane, what we've now done is we've zoomed out, I think, as far as we could go. I'm not really sure, but we revealed that this whole world is actually taking place within this kind of like cracked, disembodied godhead figure. And it's this big sprawling cemetery world within this thing's head. And if you look in the back, way past all the headstones, you can see the mountain range from the It's Time cover. So that's kind of like, it's a 1-2-3 thing. I said earlier in a press release, I think, that it completes the trilogy of paintings, and I feel like that's true. I really don't see how we could zoom out any further, but I could prove myself wrong. I mean, maybe LP4, it'll just be a completely white cover, and that'll be our white album. But yeah, that's the Undeath cover thesis right there.
That's amazing. Okay, so do you? The album title, I mean, More Insane. What inspired this? I mean, it's pretty straight to the point, and we know what we're getting with Undeath, but what kind of inspired this? Was it, you know, and who came up with it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, you know, we weren't really trying to be like funny or cheeky or anything with the title. We also weren't like trying to phone it in. It was just more like, it was very serendipitous, kind of the same way that it was with the last album. You know, with It's Time, I just showed up to practice one day and Kyle said, I'm thinking about calling this record It's Time to Rise from the Grave, and with a dot dot dot, and I was like, that's perfect, let's roll with that. And with this one, it was very similar circumstances. You know, we were on tour in late 2022 with 200 Stab Wounds, and we had just played a show in New York City. And Kyle and I were drinking at a bar after the show, and we're just sitting there, and Kyle turns to me and he told me that he was writing a song and he was thinking about calling it More Insane. And it was just like a lightning bolt moment. I was like, that is so good. Like, I just love that. And, you know, we had maybe half the album written at that point, and I was like, I don't care what the rest of the songs are called. Like, that has to be the title track. That has to be the name of the record. So, you know, I just love it. Yeah. It's like it's simple, it's catchy, it's evocative, it's you know, it's very, it just feels right for us and the kind of vibe that we're trying to get across.
So the Brandish the Blade was a single that you debuted off the record, and just a week after I started playing it on Metal Shop, I played it, and then I got a call from an 11-year-old kid who calls us every week, and he's got requests. Like, he requests Slayer, Exodus, sometimes he requests Mayhem, and this, he was like, I gotta hear Brandish the Blade, you know. It's like very young 11-year-old kid voice, and I was like, that is so cool, man. Undeath is for the children. So Greg, the 11-year-old metalhead, he calls every week. So
Greg, shout out to you, man. Thanks for listening, appreciate that.
And Greg is a badass, dude. He was like, one time he was like, hey, I just wanted to let you know my mom's friends with this guy. His name's Aaron, and he plays in a band called Sumac. I got to play bass with him. And I was like, your mom's friends with Aaron from ISIS? Bro, yeah. You're an 11-year-old kid who got to play with Aaron Turner? That's so sick.
I'm a 30-year-old man, and I didn't even get to see Aaron Turner in ISIS, let alone play with him. I'm very jealous.
I think he's good. I mean, when I retire, he'll be the next host of Metal Shop. Just you see. So,
yeah, I feel like he's earned that spot.
Absolutely. Shout out to Greg. Okay, so you are someone who has an awesome collection of metal T-shirts. You're wearing a barbecue T-shirt now, but you do have an awesome selection of T-shirts. What are some recent pickups that you're stoked about?
Well, I think it's the first time I've ever been praised on my t-shirt collection. That's pretty cool. Thanks for noticing, man.
Yeah, well, I remember one time in an interview you mentioned that you and Trevor from Black Dahlia Murder RIP used to give each other nods when you were on tour and be like, dick shirt, dude.
Oh, yeah, all the time. I mean, when we did that tour together, we were always just like dabbing each other up about whatever shirts we were wearing. he had a similar passion for it that I do, for sure. Recent pickups, I mean, I'll tell you what, I just picked up a bootleg Cobalt shirt.
Wow.
The black metal band Cobalt. I mean, the band's not around anymore. They haven't printed any new merch in probably close to a decade at this point. And some Instagram t-shirt bootlegger guy was just printing a shirt with their logo on it and a picture of Hunter S. Thompson shooting a TV. And it was the most immediate purchase I think I've made in a very long time. So stoked about that one. I'm excited for that one to come in the mail.
So that's a dangerous game, man. I had to unfollow some Instagram accounts just because I was spending so much money. I was like, these are too good and I will always just buy them.
Yeah, and the tough thing for me too is I know like when these shops update their stores now. Yeah. So like every Friday at 3 p.m. I'm on Instagram just refreshing, seeing if there's any new stuff. And it's, you know, the t-shirts aren't getting any cheaper, so it's developing into a problem for me as well.
Are you someone who like seeks out the vintage, like, because those things go for like hundreds of dollars? Are you like someone who will be like, I need this, you know, Typo or Metallica or whatever, Death, you know, vintage? Or are you cool with, you know, reprints?
I'm cool with reprints, man. I mean, there are times, I definitely don't seek it out, but there are definitely times where we're on tour or I'm like traveling somewhere and I'm at a record store and they've got some old like Life of Agony shirt or something, and it's very tempting. But besides that, no, I mean, I already have enough of a problem getting these like exotic bootleg shirts. If I started delving into the vintage market too, I would be bankrupt.
Man. So let's talk a little bit about the evolution of the band. You guys went down to Tennessee, is that right, to record this?
Yep.
Was it with the same guy who's done the last few records, or?
No, we did this record in Nashville with Mark Lewis. So Mark, he's been around for a while. I mean, I think he kind of cut his teeth back in the day working in Florida, recording bands like Trivium.
Okay.
And that kind of like world of metal.
Yeah.
You know, he was kind of like Metal Blade and Roadrunners, one of their like go-to guys for a very long time. And I think he still kind of is. But he's a guy that we found out about because he had tracked a lot of Black Dahlia Murder records.
Oh, that's right. You mentioned that when I saw you guys in Philly.
Yeah. And we love the way those albums sound. And the clincher for us was he had done a Skeletal Domain, the Cannibal Corpse record.
Yeah.
And that was kind of just like, okay, you know, this guy clearly is right in our wheelhouse in terms of what we're trying to do. So yeah, we wanted to pivot with the sound of the next record, with this record, and he was the guy that we wanted to do it with.
Right on, man. Well, we're stoked to hear it. How has the band changed, you know, since your first record and your demo? How have you guys, you know, changed a dynamic or anything? Is there any evolution or change in the band that you feel?
Yeah, you know, I feel like, you know, we started the band back in like late 2018 and it's now late summer 2024. So like some time has gone by, and I feel like in the 5 or so years that we've been an active band, we've just gotten a lot more like confident, I would say, a lot more just like self-assured in what we're doing. And a lot of that comes from just being around, and most of that comes from just touring a lot, just honing our craft on the road and really like getting out there and playing shows and becoming more comfortable on stage and more comfortable as musicians, more comfortable as performers. And, you know, it's made us a lot more, like I said, self-assured in what we do. And I think that the new record speaks to that.
Awesome, man. You guys have the swag. Now you're just like, you know what's up. Again, the record is called More Insane. You guys are going to be going out on tour with some rad bands, Cruelty, Gates to Hell, and Tribal Gaze. Were you guys able to pick this lineup? It seems like bands that, you know, fit well with you guys. And why specifically did you pick these bands?
Yeah, you know, the whole lineup was handpicked by us, and we this is the first time that we've really gone out and done our own headlining, like, extensive tour. You know, we've done little weekends here and there, and we did the co-headlining run with 200 Stab Wounds, but this is kind of our first real expedition by ourselves. Well, not by ourselves, but, like, headlining. And, yeah, as far as who else is on it, it was all bands that we wanted. You know, we have been trying to tour with Cruelty for a very long time. Zuma from the band, he sings and plays guitar. He and I, like, go back, you know, in the very early days of On Death. He was a, like, very, very, very early supporter of us. And, awesome. You know, I, like, mailed him tapes and stuff. So we've kind of been, like, supporting each other from afar for a long time. So, and his band is great too. So, you know, that was kind of a no-brainer, and it finally clicked. You know, we've been trying to tour them for 5 years now, and now it's actually happening. So
they
that was very
to the
cool.
United States, often, it seems like they've been here like two or three times over the last, you know, year, it seems like.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it. I mean, like, one stretch of international traveling, and I'm like, I don't want to do that ever again. But those guys are doing it like every 4 months, it seems like. Oh. But I mean, obviously, I'm grateful for it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, the other bands like Gates to Hell, we have also known those guys for a little bit. They were kind of involved in, like, the whole Louisville LDB, like, Midwest hardcore scene. And we met them when we played LDB, and they were extremely cool. So that was also a very easy pick for us. And same thing with Tribal Gaze. You know, we go back with those guys, and we kind of have seen them every time we've come through Texas, and they've come out to shows. And, you know, they're a great band. They're definitely one of our collectively one of our favorite new death metal bands. So it was all very natural.
Awesome. You kind of mentioned that international touring, one stretch of it you're kind of spent, but you guys done the like the open air circuit yet? Like, have you done the summer open air festivals yet?
Yeah, not extensively. I mean, we haven't been on one of those, like, 2 month summer vacation stretches before, but
yeah,
was it last summer? I think so. We did like 3 weeks in Europe, and we did a couple of the fests. You know, we did Download in England. We did Into the Grave in the Netherlands. We did Mystic Fest in Poland. So we've gotten a taste of it, and it's a lot of work. You know, it's a lot of traveling, but the shows are amazing. I mean, it's all worth it once you're playing on one of those stages.
And then, you know, on the big ones like Hellfest, you're like, yeah, I guess I'm opening for Sebastian Bach, Kiss, and Motley Crue in a way.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, we were kind of crushed when we played Download, because it was like a 3-day weekend thing. And it was like Friday, Metallica was headlining. And then Sunday, Metallica was headlining. And we were playing Saturday.
Oh.
And we missed them by that much, and we were all, like, pretty bummed about that. But no, those fests are a great time. I mean, it's kind of like, it's hard to explain, but just playing to that many people in the sunshine, you know, it's just an extremely cool feeling.
If Undeath had to let's say we're, like, curating a Metallica death metal bands covering Metallica compilation, which song do you think you guys would crush?
Oh man. That's such a good question. I think Ride the Lightning, the song.
Yeah.
Just because it's got that sick slide in, and, like, oh, the chorus is so good. It's, like, such a heavy riff. Yeah, I'd go Ride the Lightning, the track. I think everybody would get on board with that.
We could play that on Metal Shop back to back with Cannibal Corpse doing No Remorse. That'd be good, man.
Yeah, that would be good. That's good radio right there.
So are you, you know, I can't remember last time we spoke. Are you able to make Undeath your full-time living, like, your job yet? Or are you still kind of doing odd jobs here and there? You have a day job? What's your, are you a rock star?
Yeah, I mean, no. You know, like, I feel fortunate that when we get back from tour, I generally have enough money from the end of that to pay my rent for, like, a month or two.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of, like, where I'm at financially with the band. That's more than I could have ever dreamed of in terms of, like, making any kind of money playing music, especially with, like, the touring I was doing 8-9 years ago, like, you know, you're spending money to be on tours. Now the fact that I can come home and I know my rent is good for, you know, 1-3 months, like, that's amazing. But definitely still have a day job. I mean, I work at a company here in central New York, and I do a lot of like delivery driving and stuff with legal cannabis. So that's cool. I mean, it reminds me a lot of being 16 and delivering pizzas, except this time I'm like 30 and I'm delivering weed. So it's kind of like a cool full circle moment for me, but it's just a great way for me to make some extra money when I'm home. And it's the kind of job where fortunately I'm able to kind of like leave for 2 months, then come back, and it's all good. So I'm very grateful for that.
So you're the weed death metal guy, but you're making a living out of it.
For now, I'm grateful that it's working out for now. So I'm hoping to hang on to this routine for as long as I possibly can, because I've done the whole like, oh, you know, I got a tour coming up, I quit my job, and then hopefully I'll be able to find a new job when I get back. Like, I've done that so many times. So I'm hoping this one sticks for a while.
Nice. For a while, you were doing some writing, you know, about some up and coming bands and stuff. Have you been doing writing? Like, do you get do writing on your own time, or is that something that you're still interested in?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I haven't really been doing writing like that for a little bit. I just kind of got burnt out on it. But, I write for my own personal enjoyment. I write some like short stories, some poetry, and stuff like that. You know, I'm a sensitive dude, man. And I like to just get in my desk, light a couple candles, and just open up Microsoft Word and see what happens.
There we go. Dear Live Journal, I love it.
Yeah, it's very, very death metal.
Awesome, man. Okay, so man, the new record's out on October 4th. It's called More Insane. You guys are going to be here in Seattle with Cruelty, Gates to Hell, and Tribal Gaze. Anything you want to say to the Seattle audience before the show and before the record comes out?
You know, every time we've come through Seattle, it's been great. I got to say, you know, and that is not something I would say if I didn't mean it. The shows are always spectacular. Last time we played El Corazon specifically on the 200 Stab Wounds tour was hands down one of my favorite sets we've ever played.
That's awesome.
So I would say, I'm really, really looking forward to this show specifically, and hope to see everybody there. And let's try to top it. Let's make this one even better. I want even more people on stage at once than we did last time. I want like half the room on the stage.
That's the thing, is like, you watch you guys on stage. You guys are a gnarly band, but you're not pretending not to have fun. Like, you have a smile on your face the whole time because you're just stoked. I appreciate, man. You guys are honestly like having a great time playing gnarly music, but you don't have to pretend like you're grumpy, angry, man.
I mean, we're not. We're pretty pretty approachable, like agreeable guys. You know, like,
totally.
We have our grumpy moments for sure, but we're like just normal guys, you know. And I think if we tried to get on stage and posture like we were cryptic philosophers or serial killers or something like that, it would just be so transparently false. So all we can do is be ourselves, you know.
Absolutely, man. A new record's coming out October 4th, and you can catch them at El Corazon on October 2nd. Thank you very much, man.
Dude, thank you. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.